Delonnie Walker joins us on Sports Byline. 11 years in the NFL, first seven with the 49ers, who drafted him in the sixth round, and the last four with Tennessee. And he signed with the Titans as a free agent after they went looking for someone who could be physical, versatile, and a leader in the offense. And his first three seasons in Tennessee were the best three-year stretch in franchise history by a player at that position. And he's involved down at the Super Bowl with something very special that we'll talk about a little bit later on. But Delonnie, 11 years in pro football is a lot. When you think back on why you've been able to last that long and be so effective, what is it that you come up with?
I would have to say the way I take care of my body and maybe the intake that I put in. I try to eat as healthy as possible, and I try to steam and cold tub as much as I can. You know, some of my teammates always say, I live in a steam room, I live in a cold tub. It's only because I play with players like Larry Allen and Brian Young where I know how to take care of my body. So I think that's what it comes down to.
You know, you came out of a small school, and usually those small school players have to prove themselves a little bit more than somebody out of Alabama or maybe the University of Michigan. When you went into training camp with the 49ers, tell me a little bit of what it was like for you then.
So I'm going to start off by saying I was a receiver at first. So I was doing very well at receiver because I was a bigger receiver. And then when they moved me to tight end, that's when it got difficult because I never played tight end before. Really didn't understand the logic of it. So it was difficult, and that's when I had to prove myself because they basically drafted. I was a D2 player, got drafted in sixth round, and then they moved my position to a position I never played. But, you know, I had a great coach. Taught me very well, and he believed in me, and with him believing in me made me believe a little bit more in myself at that position, and now look at me today.
This is an observation on my part, Delonnie, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, but I think when you've had in a franchise like the 49ers a wide receiver who's a Hall of Famer like Jerry Rice, that sometimes becomes the measuring stick or the expectation of somebody that comes in as a receiver. Am I correct in that observation?
No, you are correct. And to play for San Francisco, you got so many players that you can name. Every position that, you know, they hold you as a standard of that's how they want you to play the game. And going in there and with the San Francisco 49ers, that's how I felt.
I also know that when you were here in San Francisco, you were a guy that was very active. And as the Tennessee Titans were looking for, physical, versatile, and a leader on the offense. Does one grow into that type of person?
I think you got to have it in you at the end of the day, but you can in the NFL, you can't just step into that role. So, yes, you got to grow into it, but you got to have that mindset of being that person. And, you know, I always felt like I had the mindset. I just needed the right opportunity to express it, and the Titans let me express that by signing me a free agent. I gave me an opportunity to catch the ball and make plays for them.
When you have somebody that's a young quarterback like Mariotti and Mariota, and also take a look at him evolving as a quarterback in the NFL, how long does it take or did it take for you two to get on the same page?
I would say, it's funny because he was so young. He called me before the season even started, after he got drafted, like, look, I'm trying to throw. And I know you one of the main focus points on the offense, so if you want to throw with me, I'm going to be out here at this time. And, you know, we start throwing with each other, and I felt like we were already connecting because he was throwing passes to me before I was breaking, and, you know, I come out of my break, the ball right there, and I'm like, okay, me and him already got connections. And then in the game, sometimes the coach be like, how did you and him know to be on the same page? I'm like, I don't know, you know, and he said the same thing, like, I don't know, we just felt it. And, you know, I think that chemistry is just going to keep building because the first year we had it, the second year we had it, and I know the third year is going to be even more better.
I know in 2015 you had over 1,000 yards in receiving and you had an awful lot of catches. What was it about that season that made you so productive?
I was just – because I felt like the coaches had put a lot of that on my shoulders where, you know, if I didn't have a good game, you know, we probably wouldn't perform at a high level. So I went in there understanding that I'm going to have to carry this team. And with that season that we had, we didn't win a lot of games, so that could be the factor of why I had so many catches. But I went into the game saying, I'm going to put the team on my shoulders, and here we go. And I think that's why I was so productive that year.
You certainly are a Super Bowl veteran, having gone with Jim Harbaugh and the 49ers to the Super Bowl against Baltimore. And I just wonder, when everybody fights so hard to get to that game, to have a chance to win that Super Bowl championship, and then it ended the way it did for the 49ers, did you or have you gotten over it, first of all, that last series of plays, or how have you been able to put it into its proper perspective?
You know what? I get asked so many times why we didn't run the ball when we got down there, and I really don't know. I'm not the coach. I just run the plays that were called. So I'm over it now. It was so long ago that I got over it. You know, I wish I would have got a Super Bowl ring, but, you know, we didn't. So I try not to think about it and just let it go, because I'm pretty sure it's going to be on NFL Network as probably one of the best comebacks that did not win the game. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to see it more and more years to come.
Well, you're with Tennessee. Of course, you could have been with Seattle and gone to the Super Bowl with the same outcome for the same reason, right?
Very true.
I know, in talking to my friends on the Seahawks, you know, they still are shaking their head, and I don't know that they've ever gotten over it. You know, everybody, or maybe not everybody, knows about the tragedy you faced with your family after Super Bowl 47. Just briefly, can you bring them up to date about what happened after that game with your family?
Yeah, so 2013 at the Super Bowl versus San Francisco and Baltimore, my aunt and uncle were killed by a drunk driver driving back to their hotel in New Orleans. And that's the reason why I partnered up with Mad and Tostitos, because Tostitos actually have a program. If you buy a bag of Tostito chips, it doesn't matter how many bags you buy, but if you look, flip the bag over, the last five digits of the UPC code, if you put it in Sunday during the game or after the game, 25,000 fans will get a discounted Uber ride for a plan for a safe ride home. And you can go back and you can learn more about this at Tostitos.com for the safe program ride. And you can go to mad.org to get more involved in it.
How did you assimilate what happened with your aunt and uncle? Because I know I've had friends since I've been over in Iraq and Afghanistan. I've known a couple of soldiers who did not come home. And it still to this day kind of haunts me a little bit. How did you deal with it?
My family, you know, having the support of my family, it's sad because, you know, I just achieved something that I wanted to do all my life, is go to the Super Bowl, taken away from me by my aunt and uncle being killed by a drunk driver. So just having them supporting me, Mad also supporting me, helping me do that with my family, went a long way. But it always get brought up every time I come around, the Super Bowl comes around. So I try to turn negative into positive by spreading my message to help people not go down that road, or prevent people from taking a chance of drinking and driving.
Yeah, I'm glad you're doing this because it is a real positive. And I was somewhat hesitant about bringing it up because, you know, when you bring something up, all you're doing is looking at the negative, and we all have to look forward, going forward. So I'm happy to hear that you have such a positive frame of mind. And one thing, getting to know you out here in San Francisco, Delani, you were always that way, and I often wondered, where did those seeds of positiveness come from? What was it about your upbringing and your family that led you in that direction?
I would have to say, you know, my mother, she was always positive. Even when I know she was struggling, she always hid it from me and my brother. You know, she had worked two jobs, try to keep us in the best clothes possible, and she did it all by herself, and she always stayed positive, always. And, you know, I think that's probably where I got it from.
I would be amiss if I didn't ask you how you think the game's going to come out on Sunday.
I think Atlanta is going to come out victorious, winning the Super Bowl.
And why do you feel that way? What is it about Atlanta against a team like the Pats?
Because, you know, Atlanta hasn't been to the Super Bowl in 18 years. The Pats are already underestimating them, thinking that this is just going to be a walk in the park. And I think they're going to be mistakenly wrong, because this is going to be an air-it-out game. Both teams can throw the ball. Both teams have good quarterbacks. So it's going to come down to the defense, whoever plays the best.
and I'm giving it to Atlanta.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. I think it could be a pretty high-scoring game as well because both offenses, as you indicated, are pretty potent. I want to thank you, Delani, the times I spent with you occasionally when you were with the 49ers, and now, of course, your successful career now after 11 years with Tennessee the last 4 years. Take care, my friend. You're welcome here anytime.
Thank you very much.
Delani Walker, again, 11 years in the NFL. He was a six-round draft pick. By the 49ers, and Mike Nolan was the coach that picked him. And now he has played the last 4 years with Tennessee, down at Super Bowl 51. We continue on America's Sports Talk Show.